This show furnished by GS Medical Center and Dr. Gregory A. Smith.
Cutting through the massive disinformation and propaganda to give you the truth about medical and political controversies. This is Truth, Medicine, and Politics with the executive producer of the award-winning film, American Addict, Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222. Or 800-ABC-KABC. And now, Dr. Gregory A. Smith.
Hi, good evening. It's Saturday night, and this is Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. This is Kelly Abseri, and I'm welcoming a very special guest tonight, Dr. Siva Mohan, who is an Ayurvedic doctor who specializes in psycho-spiritual healing. She has a MD from Cornell University and holds a master's in public health from Berkeley. So this is not some hippy-dippy situation. This is a real doctor with real information that has been profoundly integrated with her studies of Ayurveda, of which I know very little. Good evening, Dr. Siva. Welcome into Truth, Medicine, and Politics.
Thanks, Kelly.
So if you could begin with a primer on Ayurveda and the basic concepts, that would be amazing.
Yes, absolutely. So it's interesting, pretty much ubiquitously, you will find Ayurveda is the science of life. You know, Ayurveda is a 5,000-year-old holistic healing system. And both of those definitions I always found quite abstract and couldn't quite understand what it was when I heard them when I was first looking into this science. So I would describe Ayurveda as an energy mapping system. And so, you know, if we take sort of a first philosophical tenet of all the Vedic sciences, we have everything is energy. You know, so talking about this stuff even before, you know, modern world was talking about this kind of science thousands and thousands of years ago, you know. So everything's energy. I'm a big energy ball. You're a big energy ball. This conversation is energy transfer. My relationship is an energy input into me that affects my energetics. My food is an energetic input into me that affects my energetics. My climate, my routine, my work, the rhythm of my life, the stage of life that I'm in, all of it is just energy. And so the idea is that if I can sort of learn energetic awareness, and I can start to see and sense energy and understand patterns, then I could take a look at all of the patterns that are within my physical body tissues. You know, what's happening in my digestive system, for example. There's an energetic pattern there. I can understand that. And then I can look to my life and say, where else do I see that energetic pattern? You know, where else do I see similar qualities? Because these are the places in which I'm taking in energy, you know, and making it, like, making myself and my tissues and my life experience up of the energy that surrounds me, that is a part of my life, right? So it's a really powerful, I can literally tweak the energetics of my life and thereby tweak the energetics of what's happening in my tissue systems and in my mind and my emotions.
Well, let me ask you this. In terms of tweaking the energetics, our whole way of living now, it seems like the tweaks are external, like the EMFs, the energy fields that we're living in, the level of rage and separation, the things that are going on in media, the election. You know, I was thinking of this statement by Krishnamurti, it is no measure of health to be well-adjusted to a profoundly sick society. Do you think Ayurveda would be, like, tell me how can we possibly control our lifestyle in a way that would allow us to live in
balanced and healthy ways? Oh my goodness, yes, exactly. So I'm so glad you said that. Look, like, here's the deal. This is an empowerment system. You know, you take back the responsibility for your life experience and the energetics that you're experiencing. You take it back. It's fully in your control and power in decision making, right? So not only is this like, oh, let's do some diet and herbs kind of, you know, on the physical plane stuff, this is way more than that. And this is the exact reason why I went and, you know, kind of made that my specialty area. I mean, I've always been really interested in the mind-body connection, but it's because of this empowerment that's possible, right? So, you know, what we're doing, exactly what you said, is we're being trained to make decisions based on shoulds and external sort of priming and, you know, culturalization and generational factors, family, culture, all these kinds of things. We're being primed and taught how to behave. You know, it's this is how mammals work. Like, the children behave just like the parents because the parents were able to survive and procreate. And so the idea is mimic the behavior exactly because that's how you pass down survival.
Right. Well, I guess there's, like, for me, sorry to interrupt, but there's, like, so many more layers now that, I mean, are almost of a nefarious, they are of a nefarious nature, in my opinion, where it seems to me, like, no matter how many protocols and meditation and, like, you talked about the difference between natural and holistic, like, so many people just say, oh, well, it's natural, it's organic, but, like, is there really a way that we can empower ourselves to override all of these influences that seem to literally be beaming through us on a cellular level?
Well, you know, yeah, by the choices that we make, right? So, for example, when I choose to not do anything that doesn't feel good to me, you know, and when I choose to put my energetics in certain places, I really do shift my life experience, you know. So there's this interesting story I had with a client where we were talking about this very energetic of like, look, you embody something, then you attract it. As long as you continue to embody it, you attract it, right? So when we are listening to talk radio or the news or any of this kind of stuff.
Other than truth, medicine, and politics, of course.
Yeah, yeah. we're opening ourselves to those energetics. We're taking it in, right? And at the end of the day, no matter how many different reasonings, that's all in cerebral land. That's all in the mind. You know, you really have to check in with, did that feel good to take in? Was that an energetic that felt good to me right now? And if it's not, then you stop it for the time being. And it's a dynamic awareness. So, you know, it might be different tomorrow or next year, right? Everybody has their own sort of where they're at today and their ability to truly change what they're experiencing. And then my belief is that, you know, the more and more people that are really shifting, you know, sort of what they're embodying and therefore attracting is going to then create a collective sort of shift in energetic patterns in societies, right? So we already see this, like there's the yoga community, you know, and there's been so much shift and such power behind how much shift has happened in this community. And everybody's on their individual sort of soul seeking journey and more knowledge of self and more understanding of, you know, harmonies, natural harmonies, universal harmonies, and how to live in accordance with that. Right.
Right.
And not to say there isn't drama in the yoga community.
Right. I almost sometimes feel like even within the yoga community, there seems to be an infestation of like a control grid and jargon and following.
It's that and it's also not. It's everything. Right. Mm-hmm. Like life. It's everything. So, you know, it's kind of like, all right, look, there still is validity and proof that if we look at in history when people have tried to increase their awareness, you know, good thing happened to them, but also good things happen to all their relationships. Mm. So good things happen to the people that surround them, you know, and then when they seek out each other, right, then you have communities forming where there really is an amazing feeling. And I, you know, I'm blessed to definitely be part of a community like that where I just feel so well supported and so heard and so loved and so that people are making decisions with integrity. It feels so safe and it feels so wonderful. And so I'm an example of someone who, you know, could very well, like my neighbor, be experiencing everything that's happening in the world with that response. Mm-hmm. And I'm choosing a different response because I'm aware of the energetic patterns and the energetic impact on me.
Well, you've created that community. Can you tell us a little bit about the community you've created for your yoga practice and your practice of medicine?
Yeah. So, you know, it's not a geographic community. It's a community of, you know, similar energetic patterns, right?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's just an energetic pattern. So really, I didn't do anything intentional other than say, hey, this is how I want to feel in life. This is how I want to feel in my relationships. This is how I want to feel in my community, and start showing up like that. I started showing up as though I was already feeling that way, making decisions from that place, speaking from that place, you know, operating from that place. So sure enough, I embodied it, and sure enough, I attracted people that are on the same wavelength. So
that in itself is an amazing feat, because for myself, like, I experienced so much a sense of alienation from my sense of ideals and my perspective of reality.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, just to show up with that trust and that faith and that vulnerability that you can draw and attract and create that kind of community. It's very courageous and amazing.
Well, you know, my dear, I think we all have that, what you just described. You know, I definitely did. And at some point in life, you're like, hey, this is my life experience. This is what I got. I don't even know how long I got. I don't really know what comes after this, you know? And, okay, I want to make the most of what I got. So I'm always asking myself, is this perspective serving me? Is this approach serving me? Is this thought serving me? Is this feeling revealing to me some unmet emotional need? I'm paying attention to what my experience is, right? So, okay, did that alienation and sense of, like, bitterness that I had about, you know, people that had betrayed me, or, you know, that, like, everyone was operating like they were just so blind, you know, these kinds of thoughts, were they serving me, you know? And I personally came to the conclusion that they weren't. And so I said, okay, I'm just going to pick up some other perspectives and thoughts and try those on and see how those feel. And, you know, eventually landed with this set of perspectives on, and these ones feel pretty good and have felt pretty good for, you know, a good 5 to 10 years now.
Amazing. We are having a conversation with Dr. Siva Mohan, and we are up against a break. When I come back, I want to ask Dr. Mohan about the fact that Ayurveda at one point was outlawed, what that was about. You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics. We'll be right back. Are you in chronic pain? Have you seen multiple doctors and the only solutions they offered were highly addictive prescription medications? And now do you find yourself strung out and still in pain? The solution offered by Dr. Gregory A. Smith, as seen in the award-winning American Addict movies, is available to you. The NESP program uses cutting-edge nanotechnologies, DNA testing, and a number of other innovative procedures to not only cure you of pain, but address your drug dependency. It is possible to be released from the bondage of chronic pain, prescription drugs, and depression. To learn more about the work of Dr. Gregory A. Smith, go to nespprogram.com. That is nespprogram.com, nespprogram.com, or call 310-320-1970. That is 310-320-1970. 310-320-1970.
For you. Coming up on The Next Drive Home with Jillian Barber and John Phillips. It's the weekend, so we'll tell you who got called a bigot over the last 2 days.
I know that I'm calling you Ladyboy and you're calling me Dude, so there's that.
Live and local right after Dr. Drew and Psycho Mike right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
Every 40 seconds, over 250,000 tweets are sent. Over 5 million YouTube videos are viewed. And one person will die of heart disease or stroke. But you can make a difference. Join 790 KABC and the American Heart Association at a heart walk near you. Help raise awareness and funds by forming a team with family, friends, or coworkers. The fight against heart disease and stroke starts with you. Form a team and find a heart walk near you at heartwalkla.org. Sponsored by Union Bank and Keck Medicine of USC.
I can't believe how many people are like, hey, you're Mr. Fitness. Why don't you post pictures of yourself in the gym? I go, because I'm at the gym working out.
Not only that.
Why would I?
Now that I'm not interested in projecting myself weirdly into the world.
It's so almost like saying, hey, you have a hot wife that you bang. Why don't you post video of it? because that's not my point in doing that.
Let me take a selfie.
Dr. Drew, Midday Live with Psycho Mike Catherwood.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on KABC.
Want the truth? You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. And now, Dr. Gregory A. Smith.
Welcome back into Truth, Medicine, and Politics. This is Kelly Abzeri. I'm on the air tonight with Dr. Siva Mohan. And before we went to break, I wanted to bring up the fact that Ayurveda was outlawed at one point. I heard you say in one of your talks.
Yes, it was. With the British regime came the outlawing of Ayurveda. And, you know, like any science that has occult awareness, you know, so Ayurveda, holistic doesn't mean you're just, you know, selling supplements. Holistic means you're actually addressing the spirit, right? And so with Ayurveda, it's a deeply, potentially, spiritual growth sort of process. And I think that the way that it was practiced also where, you know, there was a Vaidya, would be like Vaidya / Guru kind of person, and people would go and live with their Guru and, you know, provide seva, which is like service, like, you know, maintenance, running the household, that kind of thing. And the Guru would impart their knowledge in a very natural, organic, spontaneous flow kind of way over the course of years. And, you know, the apprentice would sit and watch them interface with people and healing them over and over and over again. So it was more of an experience-based learning. And
so not so much a treatment, but a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle they were learning, right? And so I think that all was very weird and scary. So, you know, what's interesting is that now when Ayurveda resurfaced after the independence, it resurfaced in the infrastructure of Western medical institutions. Interestingly, anthropologically speaking, even Western, quote-unquote, Hippocratic is the lineage of Western medicine. Medicine has been traced back to Ayurveda. So Ayurveda is also kind of called the mother of all healing sciences, because when you're looking at as broad a picture of like all the energy and energetic patterns and effects and things like that, you can understand like, oh, Reiki is one subset of that. Oh, surgery is one subset of that. Oh, pharmacology is one type of energy manipulation and operation. Oh, color therapy, gem therapy, I mean, TCM, you name it. Everything can be traced back. So that's really powerful, because when you learn Ayurveda, this is a little bit of a tangent, but I think really worth mentioning. When you learn Ayurveda, I can now understand what my nutritionist, my chiropractor, my therapist, my yoga teacher are doing all from the same platform. Mm-hmm. That has been really incredible to be able to understand all of my life experiences not only the healing ventures, but all of it from the same platform, the same language, the same vista.
Let me ask you this, because it reminds me of like when the Rockefeller Foundation came in the United States and shut down naturopathic medical schools and turned over into what we now experience as a medical industrial complex, which is based on medications and pharmacology. What would you say, like, what is that? Is it greed? Is it straight up evil? Like, what is it that would drive any sort of being to shut down systems that actually work and are healing humanity and creating peace and beautiful culture? I mean, I don't understand.
Yeah, I think it's lack of connection to self and to source. You know, like how unloved people must feel to be able to make choices to harm others.
Mm. Okay. I mean, I'm constantly trying to figure that out, you know, like it's just so.
Yeah, it's that thing we were talking about, behavioral imprinting, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when a child is treated in a way that says, you're not important, your needs aren't important, you know, and I'm disregarding your needs, and I'm not hearing you, and I'm forcing my will upon you, and I'm treating you hurtfully, you know, then that is coded within them as how you do emotional intimacy.
Well, speaking of forcing wills, here in California, we have SB 277, which is the forced vaccination of children, and it's back to school time. I don't have children, but it's very much been on my mind. You know, I go to the Santa Monica Swim Center, and I saw a little girl that was just off the beam, crazy. I thought, you know what? She probably was. And then I saw like a big red mark on her leg and Band-Aids. I was like, she was vaccinated earlier today. She's like been poisoned. I mean, that's my perspective.
Yeah.
But like, you're a mother. How are you handling this?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked me this, because I've been wanting to talk about this and I haven't yet. But here's where I'm at on it. Look, my kids are not vaccinated right now, and they do go to a public school, and likely I'm going to get a letter at some point that tells me that I need to do that. And now, again, I'm just going to look at the energetic patterns. What are my choices? I can draw it out. I can try to get some legal something. I can move to another place. And I can also choose to say, okay, I'm sure some good will come of this. Like, everything happens in my greatest good in my life experience. You know, and that's the one that feels best to me, because here's the other factors that I think are in consideration. You know, the big part that I have that I'm not okay with vaccinations, there's a few parts. There's one part is how they do the combinations of it and just like superload and like really challenge.
Like the MMR is particularly egregious.
Right. Two is the different fillers and binders and preservatives that they've used. Three is the schedule. It's so aggressive, and the age that they start is so young. And I understand, because, you know, women are putting their children in daycare 6 weeks after birth. Like, that is not how society was supposed to operate. And so these babies are way more at risk than, you know, how things used to be before, when we didn't need such crazy intervention, you know. So a lot of it plays into how our society is and what the needs are behind it. But for me now, my kids are 6 and 8, and you know what, like they're healthy and they're so great, and I really believe their immune systems are very strong. And because they're 6 and 8, they've already, like, half of the vaccines are not needed now. So I've already cut the load in half. Then on top of it, I'm going to advocate for a nice spread out and single vaccinations with our pediatrician, you know, and that's fine, right? So the truth is that if I go to India and there is a tropical disease that is life-threatening and still prevalent, I'm going to vaccinate my kids. I'm going to use that tool, because as a mother, I'm going to use any tool to protect my children and make them feel well, right?
Of course.
And, you know, so if there's anything that's not life-threatening I'm going to advocate probably to let that go. But, you know, something like tetanus I actually think is going to be a helpful thing since they actually do spend a lot of time on farms around rusty metal, you know. So I've kind of chosen to say, look, I have options. I have choices. I am empowered in this. You know, this is just what it is to live here. And if I'm just going to choose the option that feels best to me. And for me, the option is, that's fine. I don't need to put up a lot of resistance to this. I'm really not bothered. I'm so solid in my vibration or my belief that my children are well and they are good, that they embody that now on their own.
Lovely.
So, you know, it's like, look, like how much energy am I going to put into that? For me, it's minimal for all those reasons.
Well, I very much appreciate your circumspect view. And after the act, will you do any sort of detox protocol?
Well, you know, I kind of do a regular kind, like my kids every day get digestive herbs, digestive support, and the immune system is sort of like a plant that's in the soil of the digestive system, right? Mm-hmm. So if the soil is really well and fertile and healthy, then the immune system operates beautifully. So that is kind of like already all there on board. And then, yes, likely after they do that, I might add in a little bit of there's a really nice sort of tincture that you can get at like Whole Foods or Lazy Acres or something like that. And it's got the classics like the elderberry, the urethra, the echinacea, the golden seal, yin chow, you know, kind of in one nice little tasty tincture. So that's something I would recommend to parents, just very kind good. Of beefing up their immunity before and after, and really healthy digestion, really clean food, which we already do here in our family, so that the digestive system's not overloaded and just very clean and well-supported is how you get to immunity. You can add in vitamin C, too. I find that a little bit less effective than the other tools. And then another tool that I really love and it's very powerful is Triphala, T-R-I-P-H-A-L-A. You could definitely learn more about Triphala on my website, ayurvedabysiva.com. And you can get it in tincture form. And it's really easy. You just add it to a little bit of juice and they don't even notice. And
very good.
Yeah.
I have a mother on the line. Shoba is calling in from Santa Monica. Shoba, are you there?
Hi, yes, I'm here.
So you have a question for Dr. Moen?
Yeah, I do. Thank you. And I'm already learning so much, so I just wanted to thank you so much for what you've shared.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I have a teenage son, and I've noticed that when he, I don't know if this is speaking to his constitution, but he generally will have, if he's affected, it's in the respiratory system and the skin. And I know from what I understand about energetic medicine, a lot of that's connected to wind energy and the mind. So shifting his education has definitely made an impact on that. But I'm wondering from an Ayurvedic perspective, what I could do to help him, and specifically he's dealing with hives that have suddenly manifested, and they're brought on by contact with water and excessive heat and eczema. So, yeah, I love your insight.
Mm-hmm. And does his eczema have like a dry, flaky component too, or is it more red and raised and inflamed feeling, or both?
Yeah, it's both. So it starts out like red and raised, and then it becomes drier.
Any oozing or like water vesicle-like looking things?
No oozing. He's very sensitive to what he feels like. I mean, it seems like his body is just trying desperately to push something out of it.
Okay. And then respiratory-wise, you said something was going on there, too?
Yeah, so his, and he did have mold exposure, so it was several years ago. But, yeah, so the recovery from that has been a slow climb, but there's been recovery, but his lungs, he can't breathe very well at night. And, yeah, he has trouble breathing. So,
does he get anxious at night?
He has some anxiety. Yeah, there's definitely a stress component that we've been addressing through martial arts and yoga and journaling.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it sounds like you're doing some good stuff on sort of the overall container that he lives his little life in. You know, martial arts, we got some yoga, we journal, we talk about things, you know, and he's got a new school that feels like a better fit. So, great. Right? So the great thing with kids is that they're so young that their imbalances are pretty easy to catch before they turn into bigger, deeper things, you know? I can tell you that if the mom is going through pregnancy in a place where she's like, whoa, transition, you know, or her postpartum was like that, that this is where the kids pick up that kind of like nervous, sensitive sort of energy. We call that vata. You called it wind energy, you know. So that's like every mom in modern urban living. And so we're seeing a lot more of this kind of stuff, you know. And so the way that Ayurveda would look at this is we would go straight to his digestive system first, because eczema is an autoimmune kind of thing, and what determines what is in the blood is the digestive system, right? Everything that's going there, it's being, you know, kind of filtered, processed, and then dumped into the bloodstream and then distributed throughout the body, right? And the skin is like a flat screen TV showing what's in the blood, right? And actually the skin is a digestive organ and part of the digestive system. So it's interesting when you have the heat, rash, hives, kind of reaction, there's excess heat. So I would say, oh, there's excess heat in his blood. So we would clear that out. Then also with that autoimmune component, the way Ayurveda looks at it, it's when your digestive capacity is less than what is being put in, you know. So let's say how kids are like running around and distracted and like maybe not really paying attention to their food and, you know, kind of eating a little here and there, or eating food that is heavier than their system really needs at the moment, for example. Just, this can happen hundreds of ways. Whenever there's a little more than your body can truly handle, there's going to be partially digested food, and that food is going to ferment. And we call this nitrogenous waste in Western medicine. We call it AMA, A-M-A in Ayurveda. And it's going to coat the digestive system. And then it's also, like all the nutrients, whatever is in the digestive system will be distributed into the blood and then to all the tissues. And then it kind of keeps feeding the body's tissues with whatever's in it. So it sounds like he needs to not only clear some heat from his digestive system, but also to strengthen his digestive capacity. So digestive capacity can be diminished whenever you have high vata, you know. So any transitions, or if that's just part of his nature and his constitution, or if that's part of your energetic tendency and, you know, you're one of the biggest inputs into his little energy ball.
I have to interrupt here. We're up against a break. Shelva, please stay on the line. I want you to respond, ask any more questions that you have for Dr. Mohan. This is Kali Ebsary. We're on Truth, Medicine, and Politics. We'll be right back. Are you in chronic pain? Have you seen multiple doctors and the only solutions they offered were highly addictive prescription medications? And now do you find yourself strung out and still in pain? The solution offered by Dr. Gregory A. Smith, as seen in the award-winning American Addict movies, is available to you. The NESP program uses cutting-edge nanotechnologies, DNA testing, and a number of other innovative procedures to not only cure you of pain, but address your drug dependency. It is possible to be released from the bondage of chronic pain, prescription drugs, and depression. To learn more about the work of Dr. Gregory A. Smith, go to nespprogram.com. That is nespprogram.com, nespprogram.com, or call 310-320-1970. That is 310-320-1970. 310-320-1970.
Are you tired of the old bait and switch when you're buying auto insurance online? May I interest you in a conversation with an actual human being regarding your insurance needs? If so, call HVH Insurance Services at 888-498-4495. HVH Insurance specializes in auto, home, and business insurance. For honesty, integrity, and a personal relationship with your broker, pick up the phone today and call HVH at 888-498-4495. Or log on to hvhins.com. That's hvhins.com. Come immerse yourself in Bhakti. Bhakti Fest, the nation's premier yoga, music, and personal growth festival. Join us September 7th through the 11th in the high desert of Joshua Tree. Bhakti Fest, featuring world-renowned yoga teachers, sacred musicians, and workshop leaders. Come immerse yourself in four non-stop days of yoga, song, dance, bliss, love, and laughter. Bring your family and camp out beneath the stars, or stay at one of our many accommodations. For festival details and to buy tickets now, log on to bhaktifest.com. That's bhaktifest.com. BHAKTIFEST.com. Bhaktifest. The experience of a lifetime, or perhaps many.
Remember when you were a kid and you couldn't wait to be old enough to shave? Not anymore. For most of us, shaving is just another one of those joyless tasks on our daily to-do list. Overpriced blades, nicks, irritation, and of course, you always run out of something, which means shaving with a dull razor. That's gonna hurt. Sounds like it's time you tried Harry's, a company that believes shaving should be, well, less of a hassle, which is why Harry's makes getting quality shaving products convenient and for a lot less money. A lot less. Because only Harry's ships directly from their own factory, which means no upcharging. And with Harry's, you can order online and get blades when you need them. Harry's is so sure you'll love their shave, they'll send you their popular free trial set, complete with a razor, a five-blade cartridge, shaving gel, and post-shave balm for free. Just pay shipping. To claim your free trial set and post-shave balm, just go to harrys.com and enter code RADIO54 at checkout. That's promo code RADIO54. That's RADIO54.
Chef Jamie Gwen here. Join me on Sundays at 12 noon for delicious conversation. This Sunday, we're shopping the farmer's market for summer sweetness, dishing with the founder of Jenny's Ice Cream, and talking yogurt culture. I'm live on Sunday at 12 noon right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Hi, it's Alan Gervey.
And I'm Carrie Kasem.
Need some legal, moral, or just common sense advice?
Then tune in to Gervey's Law Saturdays at 2 when we open up the discussion and tackle difficult issues in law and life.
That's right. You've heard of Murphy's Law, but have you heard of Gervey's Law? Gervey's Law is that anything that can go wrong can also go right. And we go at it with some of the greatest legal minds in the country.
It's the intersection of law and life. Don't miss it Saturdays at 2 right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Yo, give me some of that damn fried chicken.
KFC has created a Kentucky Fried Chicken SPF 30 sunscreen.
Oh, God. What does it smell like, chicken?
Yes, it does.
Ew! Are you kidding me? Get over here. You smell so good, I want to eat you. is that the turkey cookie? No, your mom's just sunbathing out there. She forgot to put the bird in. That's her. She smells like fried chicken.
The Drive Home. With Jillian Barbary and John Phillips.
Weekdays 3 to 6.
On Talk Radio 790 KABC.
You are listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To call in live with your question or comment, please call 800-222-5222. 800-222-5222. And we're back. It's Saturday night. This is Kelly Ebsery on Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory Smith. I'm on the line with a caller, Shoba, and with Dr. Mohan. And please continue your conversation, women.
Yeah, so I was saying that we'd want to augment his digestive capacity and to clear heat from the abdomen and a little bit of that wind and depletion, too. So the idea is that you build up his tolerance. Where, look, this is going to happen, sun exposure, but more and more, it takes more and more of that exposure to actually cause an effect over time. And I've seen that time and time again. So with something like eczema that's an autoimmune system issue, we know that there's hypersensitivity and or depletion, and we know there's increased heat and inflammation, and we know that there is that toxic buildup right away. Anytime you have any autoimmune issue, whether that's rheumatoid or psoriasis or multiple sclerosis, et cetera, et cetera. So I think that that can be pretty well accomplished with diet and herbs. And then, like I said, you have a lot going on the psycho-spiritual side to try to support him. That can continue to evolve and grow and will be a lifelong journey for you as a mom, you know, like for all us moms. But I think that the digestive approaches could be a really powerful adjunct to what you're doing.
Thank you so much for calling in, Shoba. We're going to move on. Good luck with everything. I was very struck, Dr. Moen, by a lecture you gave regarding gastrointestinal issues and how pervasive they are. You believe that they are in over 50% of the population at this point.
You know, I can't remember the exact stats I quoted in that lecture, but I was looking at WHO stats and CDC stats for the U.S., and it was like something, you know, one in three people has some sort of like chronic digestive ailment that's going on. And those stats were from something like 1998 or quite some time ago. And so my belief system kind of projects that that is increasing and increasing because the factors that cause this stuff are just more and more prevalent. So I would really say that one in two people that I talk to has some kind of digestive pattern that ails them that has happened way more than once.
Right. And this idea that the digestive system is a portal for the emotions and how we can, you know, how we need to become more and more conscious. I mean, I don't think people are even that aware of their emotions, to tell you the truth.
No. And in fact, so often I ask people, how do you feel about that? And the response is, well, I think, and I have to say, okay, that's great. Now, how do you feel about it? And you know, I oftentimes recommend those like kindergarten feeling charts with the little, you know, emojis for people to start remembering how to check in with how they feel.
I mean, I've come to believe that like, a lot of our emotions are actually programming, especially, I mean, I've talked about this before, like sex and love, the way things have been programmed that we think that they're supposed to be, and they're just so distorted and disturbing and disconnecting. But I also was thinking about all of the jargon that relates to the stomach, like, oh, that's tough to swallow, and I've got a gut feeling, and I can't stomach this, or I hate my guts. You know,
butterflies in my stomach.
Yeah, there's just a lot in our languaging that refers to this, yet we're really unconscious of it.
And I think probably the greatest challenge to that is when you took spirituality out of scientific inquiry and made them opposite to each other, you know, like antagonistic, then scientific theory became immobile. You know, it's just stuck where it is. It is what it is, what it is. There's no flexibility in it. There's no life in it. You know, and so that that has trained us to think that way, that there are facts and there is hard reality, you know, and we don't understand non-dualism anymore. So I think that the way that people have been trained to think, what ends up happening is we point the finger at food. Oh, it's the gluten. Oh, it's the dairy. Oh, it's the GMOs. Oh, it's the this. Oh, it's the that. Yeah, it is true. There is truth behind every single one of those programmed thoughts. There's someone who really had that experience.
So regarding like food, because obviously, we're a nation in deep crisis around our health and our food and the quality of our food and what's available to us. How much of our expectation of the quality of the food affects how the food is digested and interacts with our
body? Yeah, so I'm glad you asked this too. So I say somewhere around 50% of what you're seeing in your digestive system is all based on emotions. Wow. You know, it's how much is your sympathetic nervous system geared up? You know, are you in your get-it-done mode? The digestive system needs the parasympathetic nervous system to be working optimally. It needs the rest and digest system. So stress, emotions, 50% of what you're seeing is just due to that. Of the remaining 50%, let's say half of that, 25%, is how you are eating. You know, are you sitting down? Are you paying attention? Are you chewing? Are you inhaling your food? Mm. Are you in a really noisy environment? Are you angry? All of that kind of stuff. And are you zoned out and just watching TV and not even, you know? And then the remaining 25% is the actual food itself. And it's not even necessarily the quality of the food in regards to, like, organic versus non-organic. It's actually more based on the energetics of the food. Mm. Is it moistening? Is it drying? Is it heavy? Is it light? Is it heating? Is it cooling? That kind of thing.
And do you believe we can transmute our food? Like, sometimes, like, for example, I was in Florida a few weeks ago, and I didn't have, you know, I'm very blessed to live in Santa Monica and have a plethora of organic produce just around the corner at the farmer's market and, you know, a lot of other high-quality food. That was not available to me there. And, in fact, when I went to the farmer's market in Florida, the woman who ran the farmer's market said when they do sell organic food, a lot of the times the people that are selling it aren't even telling the truth about how it's been grown. So they're just charging more. So I basically took to, like, holding my hands over the food and just, you know, praying basically that the food would be,
yeah,
to my greater, you know, like, it's like an old school prayer, transmuting the food to my greater good and proper digestion. I don't know. I mean, it's just, that's, I tend to be like, I'm so obsessed with food. It's actually, when I first heard about this nature, this eating disorder called, that's based on a fear of food, because, like, oh, the fish is radioactive and the dandelion greens have chemtrail residue and blah, blah, like, there's nothing safe to eat. Like, I have to become a breatharian or I'm going to die. You know, like, it's just, it's this proliferation of information about the food that it's like making our eating experience untenable.
Well, that's because, like everything in life, we're using our minds to try to understand it and decide about it. And that's not the way to approach anything in life. Your internal GPS is in the feeling matrix. It's in the emotional body, you know? And so if you close your eyes and say, what would feel so good to eat right now? And if you really enjoy it and feel good about it, and when you feel like it wouldn't feel good to keep eating, you stop. You would be fine. Everyone would have like such healthier digestion if we were really doing that.
Right. And then
but instead, we're making the decisions with the mind. And, you know, I think it's just as lethal to do that not only with food, but, you know, with our relationships, our marriages,
right,
our jobs.
Yeah. And food, I mean, the restricting of food and the perfectionism around food and the fear of food, it takes us out of the enjoyment of sharing food. Like, you know, I have a 92-year-old neighbor who eats generic ice cream. Like, I'm sure it's GMO, pus-filled milk, and blah, blah, blah. But you know what? I get a lot of joy out of sitting with him and sharing some ice cream.
Yes.
I may know that it's not the best choice, or I can find, you know, there's no shortage of reasons why I shouldn't be eating ice cream.
Well, the transmuting you were talking about, if you're embodying a certain state of being, I'm in joy, I'm at peace with this ice cream, I'm in appreciation of this ice cream in this moment, then you're going to attract a certain experience with that ice cream. Mm. If you're eating that ice cream and the whole time you're freaking out inside about all of the things that you're eating and how you really can't do it, but you're doing it anyway out of obligation, well, then you're embodying being internally conflicted, mixed vibration, and you will attract a different experience eating that ice cream.
Amazing.
Maybe you'll have a tummy ache. Do you see?
I love it. I love it. I want you to tell us what's coming up for you, Dr. Moen.
Oh, there's so much great stuff always coming up. Definitely, I'd love to have people stay in touch with us on the website, ayurvedabysiva.com. And I've got some online courses. We've got all kinds of lectures and events that happen all the time. I'll tell you about two of the biggest ones coming up for me. One is Bhakti Fest, and I'm excited because I'm talking about something very near and dear to my heart, which is resolving internal conflict. And it's something that I think everybody needs to know how to do. So that is happening this upcoming September 9th. My lecture is at Saturday at 5 p.m., right at prime time. So hope to see some of you all there. And you can learn more about Bhakti Fest at bhaktifest.com. And another event I have coming up in November at Wanderlust Hollywood Studios is really a unique and incredible celebration of all of the arts and sciences that came from the Vedic sort of wisdom collection. So yoga, Ayurveda, Vedic astrology, mantra, yantra, sacred geometry, all of it. And that's happening November 12th. And you can learn more about that one at vedamela.com, V-E-D-A-M-E-L-A.com.
Amazing. I just want to spell out your website, A-Y-U-R, V as in Victor, E, D as in dog, A, by, B-Y, Siva, S-I-V as in Victor, A.com, Ayurveda by Siva.com. And I just want to say the final statement. This is a quote from Robert Holden. The final act and only act of healing is to realize there is nothing wrong with you. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Moen. This is Kelly Ebsary for Dr. Gregory A. Smith at Truth Medicine Politics. Please join us next week. Upcoming on September the 3rd, we have David Icke joining us live for 2 hours. He's going to be talking about his upcoming tour to the United States. We're also going to be having a ticket giveaway to his event in Orange County. So thank you so much for joining us, everybody. Again, peace out. This is Truth Medicine and Politics. Have a beautiful rest of the weekend.
Your love is king. Crown you in my heart. Your love is king. Now I need to part. Your kisses ring.
Are you in chronic pain? Have you seen multiple doctors and the only solutions they offered were highly addictive prescription medications? And now do you find yourself strung out and still in pain? The solution offered by Dr. Gregory A. Smith, as seen in the award-winning American Addict movies, is available to you. The NESP program uses cutting-edge nanotechnologies, DNA testing, and a number of other innovative procedures to not only cure you of pain, but address your drug dependency. It is possible to be released from the bondage of chronic pain, prescription drugs, and depression. To learn more about the work of Dr. Gregory A. Smith, go to nespprogram.com. That is nespprogram.com, nespprogram.com, or call 310-320-1970. That is 310-320-1970. 310-320-1970.
Come immerse yourself in Bhakti. Bhakti Fest, the nation's premier yoga, music, and personal growth festival. Join us September 7th through the 11th in the high desert of Joshua Tree. Bhakti Fest, featuring world-renowned yoga teachers, sacred musicians, and workshop leaders. Come immerse yourself in 4 non-stop days of yoga, song, dance, bliss, love, and laughter. Bring your family and camp out beneath the stars, or stay at one of our many accommodations. For festival details and to buy tickets now, log on to bhaktifest.com. That's bhaktifest.com. BHAKTIFEST.com. Bhaktifest. The experience of a lifetime, or perhaps many.
Are you tired of the old bait and switch when you're buying auto insurance online? May I interest you in a conversation with an actual human being regarding your insurance needs? If so, call HVH Insurance Services at 888-498-4495. HVH Insurance specializes in auto, home, and business insurance. For honesty, integrity, and a personal relationship with your broker, pick up the phone today and call HVH at 888-498-4495. Or log on to hvhins.com. That's hvhins.com.
This show furnished by GS Medical Center and Dr. Gregory A. Smith.